Morning once again.
又再一次同大家问安，早晨。
So good to see different brothers and sisters gathering together after a trip or visitation.
咁都好开心啦！喺大家去出远门之后咧，翻嚟我哋可以见翻每个弟兄姊妹朋友。
So before we come before the Word of God, so how about we once again come this time into His hands?
咁我哋嚟到神话语之前，我哋再一次将以下时间咧用祷告交托俾神。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we can gather in your presence.
我哋亲爱天父，我哋都好感恩有呢个时间，我哋能够进入你嘅同在。
And for many good witnesses that are spiritual forerunners before us.
亦都为到我哋好多属灵嘅前辈，佢哋嘅美好嘅见证，我哋都去感谢你。
That we are all imitators of Christ together. On this path of salvation.
我哋大家都系喺呢个救恩路上，一齐去仿效耶稣基督嘅人。
As we come before your word today,
当我哋嚟到面对你话语嘅时候，
pray you grant to us listening ears and teachable heart.
求你真系赐俾我哋愿意聆听嘅耳朵，系一个受教嘅心。
That we may come as a disciple to discern your will.
让我哋真系作为一个门徒嚟到去分辨你嘅旨意，
So to walk after our Lord Jesus Christ's example.
亦都去跟从我哋耶稣基督嘅榜样而行。
May your spirits and your words work in our hearts.
愿你嘅灵，愿你嘅话语，我哋心里面工作，
Be honored and exalted in our midst.
亦都愿你喺我哋当中被高举，被尊崇。
Amen. So today is the 31st of August.
咁今日咧就系8月31号啦。
I believe many students and young people are going back to school.
咁我知道咧，好多学生啦，少年人啊，都准备要翻学。
So, for the young people among us, are you excited?
咁唔知我哋嘅青少年究竟大家兴奋吗？心情？
So, I think for the younger ones, like primary schools, I think they are excited to go back to school.
咁我相信咧，比較年幼嘅，仲讀緊小學嘅，一般都係幾興奮可以翻學嘅。
For secondary school, university, may not be the case.
咁但係咧，中學啊、大學嗰啲咧，就可能唔係咁嘅情況啦。
But actually, going to school is actually related to the message today.
但係咧，其實翻返學咧，原來都同我哋今日講到信息有關嘅。
There are some similarities.
咁起碼有一啲近似嘅地方。
So I will share with you at the end of the message.
咁喺我信息嘅结尾部分会同大家去分享嘅。
So today we are continuing on the series on the sermon to look at the letters to the Philippians.
咁我哋今日咧会继续我哋喺保罗写俾腓立比书嘅书信呢个系列嘅讲解。
So I think it's been a while since the last time we were on this topic.
咁咧，我哋自从上一次讲到腓立比书都已经系一段时间啦。
I think it was the end of June.
应该咧就系6月尾嘅时候。
But today we have come to chapter 4, which is the final exhortation Paul had towards the Philippian church.
我哋今日咧就嚟到第四章，亦都系咧保罗佢对腓立比教会一啲最后嘅劝勉。
So if you have a Bible, you can turn to this chapter.
咁如果大家有圣经咧，请大家都可以翻开腓立比书四章。
So if not, we can also look at the slides.
如果唔系咧，大家都可以睇呢个。
So let us begin by reading the main passage for today's sermon, which is chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
咁我哋咧一开始一齐先睇下4章第1至3节。
So verse 1, Therefore, my brethren, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. As I ask you also, true yoke fellow, help these women, for they have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
腓立比书4章1至3节，我所想念亲爱的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。所以亲爱的，你们应当靠着主站立得稳。我劝有阿迪，也劝秦都基，要在主里意念相同。我真诚的同道啊，我也求你帮助他们。这两个女人 还有格利勉和其余的同工都跟我在福音的事工上一同劳苦，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Even though today's passage is short, only three verses,
虽然今日嘅经文咧好似好短啦，只系得三节。
There are actually a lot of spiritual lessons we can learn from these seemingly simple passages.
但系咧喺啲表面睇落去好似好简单嘅字里行间，其实有非常重要嘅熟灵功课。
As you meditate on them, you'll find these three verses are not so simple, but actually it's quite deep and practical.
当我哋去默想嘅时候咧，就会发现呢三节经文咧，并唔系咁简单嘅，反而里面咧都有好深同埋好实际嘅一啲嘅应用。
And in today's time of sermons, there are two parts in the message.
咁今日嘅信息咧会分为两个部分。
In the first part, we will focus our attention on verse 1.
咁第一个部分咧，我哋会首先集中去睇第一节。
To understand an important illustration of the Christian life.
我哋去明白一个好重要嘅基督徒生命嘅一个嘅例子。
And in part two of the sermon, we'll be looking at a case of disharmony in the Philippian church between two sisters in Christ.
咁而信息嘅第二个部分咧，我哋就会去睇下喺腓立比教会里面咧，关于喺基督里面嘅两位姊妹之间啊，又产生咗啲不和。
And we want to draw out important spiritual lessons from chapter 4, verse 2 to 3 as well.
咁亦都想咧喺呢个腓立比书四章二至三节嗰度咧，能够一齐去睇到啲重要嘅属灵功课。
So let us proceed with part one of today's message.
我哋首先开始今日信息嘅第一部分。
So chapter 4, verse 1 can be seen either as a concluding statement of chapter 3, or it can be viewed as the introduction statements of the final exhortation of Paul for the church.
咁腓立比书四章一节嗰度咧，有可能系可以睇为第三章入面嘅一个结论，但系咧亦都可以咧睇为咧接住落嚟喺第四章后面嘅保罗对腓立比教会最后嘅一啲劝勉嘅一个开场。
In this one verse, there's an imagery of the Christian life that stands out.
咁喺呢一节里面咧，有一个基督徒生命嘅预表或者一个写照咧，系突显咗出嚟。
So I wonder if you can catch what imagery that can be found here as Paul exhorts the Philippian church.
咁唔知大家能唔能够捉到，究竟保罗用紧一个乜嘢嘅预表，一个图像去表达一个基督徒生命咧？
So if we meditate on the words joy and crown in verse 1.
咁如果我哋真系去默想喺第一节入面讲到嘅喜乐同埋冠冕呢两个字。
So the crown refers more to a wreath or garland of victory that is awarded to someone who has won again a game of sport.
咁其实呢个冠冕呢个字咧，更多系指到以前佢哋喺嗰啲运动场上赢咗有冠军啦，咁就会有嗰个嘅冠冕系织出嚟嗰啲冠冕。
Similar to Olympic medals.
咁咧，其实就有啲似今时今日我哋嘅奥运奖牌咁样啦。
Of course, this one I don't think is an Olympic medal, but a lot of medal has wreath around it.
咁咧，虽然呢个就唔系奥运奖牌，应该不过咧，你都会见到奖牌上面就有一个好似一个冠冕咁嘅雕刻嘅。
So it's to signal this is given to the victor, of whoever won the race.
咁呢个咧就要去表达咧呢一个奖牌或者冠冕就要俾到嗰个胜利者嘅。
So what is the picture of a Christian we can see in Philippians chapter 4 verse 1?
咁所以究竟喺腓立比书四章一节一个基督徒生命嘅一个预表一个写照系乜嘢咧？
So joy, crown.
讲到喜乐同埋冠冕。
So what do you think? Anyone want to give a try?
有冇人想试下回答咧？
Pink?
咁有人就话系咪讲到王咧？因为佢谂到个冠冕。
If you only focus on crown, maybe you get the picture of a king, but there's a joy and crown, joy and crown. So,
dan 系啦，如果你净系净系留意个所谓皇冠咁嘅字，咁可能你会谂到一个皇帝啦。咁但系头先讲到系一个冠冕，同埋有喜乐喎。
So it's a picture of an athlete that won the race, isn't it?
咁其实咧，应该就系讲到嗰个赢咗一项赛事竞赛嘅嗰位运动员啦。
See you next slide. So when you finish the race and won the race, then there's much joy.
咁当你真系跑完一个赛事嘅时候咧，真系充满喜乐。
And not just an athlete, but one who overcomes hardship or suffering and then won the race.
咁所以咧，亦都唔系净系讲一个运动员噶，其实一个人咧，佢系要去克服一啲嘅苦难啦，一啲艰难啊，然后胜过一啲嘅试炼，佢去赢得呢场比赛。
So such is the picture of Christian we see, you can see in chapter 4, verse 1. And next slide.
咁呢个咧就我哋喺4:1所见到一个基督徒生命嘅一个图画啦。
So, yeah, I don't know if you have seen the Olympics when people won and they are overcame with joy. They even cry or, yeah, fill with vibrant joy.
咁我唔知大家会唔会谂起啊？喺一啲奥林匹克比赛上面赢咗得冠军嘅人，佢哋通常咧都会真系被喜悦咧，充满到甚至会流下眼泪嘅。
Because in order to win, there's a lot of hardship and trials you need to overcome, isn't it?
因为为要赢得一场赛事啊，背后系有好多嘅艰辛啊，好多嘅试炼。
And Apostle Paul portrays the Christian life to be that of an athlete who endures hardship and overcomes trials and finally winning the race to receive a crown or a garland of victory.
而使徒保罗咧，正正就系用呢幅咁嘅图画咧，去描述一个基督徒嘅生命，就好似一个运动员，佢系愿意去经历，去即系去坚忍，经历呢啲嘅苦楚，然后咧亦都去胜过一切嘅考验，最后咧赢得呢场比赛，以至得到呢个冠冕。
And when an athlete keeps on overcoming and eventually wins the race, he or she is also filled with vibrant joy.
而当一个运动员咧，佢真系一路咁样去得胜嘅时候，最终赢得呢场赛事咧，佢当然亦都系充满呢份满满嘅喜悦。
So imagine Apostle Paul at that time in prisons in Rome.
嗱，我哋谂翻当时使徒保罗咧系喺罗马被囚禁嘅，
So he was writing a letter to the Philippian church.
而佢当时就写咗呢封俾腓立比教会嘅信。
So he was an old man facing the possibility of death penalty.
而佢咧已经系一个年迈嘅老人家，系正系面临咧可能要被处死啊！
So humanly speaking, there was nothing joyful to speak about regarding his imprisonment.
所以人睇嚟咧，根本关于佢就嚟咁样俾人囚禁啦吓，佢所面对一切根本就冇任何嘢值得去高兴。
Yet, even when imprisoned, Paul was standing firm in the Lord to live out a victorious Christian life.
但系就算喺被囚禁嘅当中，保罗咧仍然咧系好坚忍去站立得稳咧，要去过一个得胜嘅基督徒生命。
So, throughout the letter to the Philippian church, you'll find Paul was very joyful and he wrote with remarks and exhortations. For them to rejoice in the Lord.
咁所以你就会发现咧，贯穿住腓立比书咧。保罗佢自己系充满咗呢份喜乐，亦都写咗好多咧鼓励腓立比教会要去喜乐嘅呢一啲嘅劝勉。
Paul was joyful because he had been living his Christian life like an athlete.
保罗之所以咁喜乐啊，系因为佢一路点样去过去嘅基督徒生命咧，就好似一名运动员一样。
An athlete that endures and overcomes hardship by God's grace.
佢咧就好似一名愿意咧靠住神恩典去。坚忍并且胜过呢啲苦难嘅，
Not only for his own spiritual life, but also for the sake of the gospel.
唔系就系为咗佢自己嘅属灵生命啊，更加系为到福音嘅缘故。
Facing testings and challenges along the journey of salvation.
喺呢个救恩嘅路上咧，去面对众多嘅试探啦、考验啦，同埋挑战。
In order to reach the goal and win the prize, not only for his own spiritual life, but also in terms of participating in the work of the gospel.
佢一路咁样去喺呢个救恩路上去向前，直到佢能够达到嗰个目标，亦都赢得呢个奖赏，为嘅唔系佢自己嘅属灵生命，更加亦都系希望能够喺神福音嘅事工上有份。
So he endured hardships and suffering to bring others to God and to be in Christ.
所以佢为咗要将人咧带到去神同埋基督面前，佢系愿意去经历，去即系经历呢啲嘅苦楚，呢啲苦难。
And it became his joy to see brothers and sisters being transformed by the gospel, such as those in the Philippian church.
而當佢見到咧嗰啲弟兄姊妹，譬如腓立比教會入面嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋生命被改變嘅時候咧，佢心亦都充滿喜樂。
So very wonderfully, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, we can observe a very vivid picture of the Christian life.
所以好奇妙咁樣咧，就喺呢個腓立比書四章一節，我哋就睇到一個非常之活生生嘅一個基督徒生命嘅寫照俾我哋。
We are reminded once again the portrayal of the Christian life is that of a Christian athlete who endures hardship and overcomes.
所以我都想再一次提醒大家啦，呢一個基督徒生命嘅寫照咧，就係一個好似一個嘅運動員，佢願意去經歷一切嘅艱辛，然後咧仲去得勝。
And when we are living in victory by God's grace, when we overcome different testing and trials, then there are joy from above that will accompany us.
咁而当我哋真系一路去过一个得胜嘅基督徒生命嘅时候咧，咁我哋亦都会经历到咧从上而嚟嘅喜乐去充满去陪伴我哋。
So Paul at that time was about to finish the race and receive a reward from God Yahweh and from Christ Jesus.
咁所以当时其实保罗咧正系就嚟去完成呢场赛事啊，就嚟要去得着从耶和神同埋耶稣基督嗰度得着嘅奖赏。
He says he sees the Philippian brothers and sisters who are diligent and obedient to the gospel, and he saw them as the reward and the crown of victory that he will receive from God.
而佢咧更加系睇腓立比教会嘅弟兄姊妹咧，就系、是、当时佢哋愿意去顺服福音嘅缘故，佢睇佢哋为佢嘅胜利所得嘅嗰个冠冕。
And in order to overcome and be victorious, this has much to do with being able to stand firm in the Lord, as we see in verse 1.
咁而为咗咧要去得胜啦，同埋去获取呢个胜利咧，咁咧其实呢个咧就同第一节嗰度讲到要站立得稳系非常之有关联嘅。
Only when we are faithful and obedient to rely on the Lord to face hardship and sufferings we encounter in Christian life.
唯有当我哋咧系愿意去好忠心啦，好信服，亦都靠住主咧去面对同埋经历呢一切嘅苦难同埋挑战嘅时候。
Then we will be able to experience victories in Christ, by God's grace in our lives.
咁我哋先有可能咧，靠住神恩典经历到喺基督耶稣里面嘅呢个胜利。
So let us take a look at the following verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
咁我哋而家一齐睇下哥林多后书嘅2章14节。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Can we read together in English first?
咁我哋一齐先用英文读。
One, two, three. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere.
哥林多后书2章14节，
Can the Chinese also read together?
咁我哋而家一齐读中文啦。感谢神，常率领我们在基督里跨城，并藉着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So here we can see that God Yahweh is the one who always leads us to be overcomers in Christ.
咁喺呢节经文，我哋就睇到啦，耶和神咧，佢就系嗰位常常率领我哋咧喺基督耶稣里面跨城嘅嗰一位。
When we, like Apostle Paul's reminder in verse 1,
咁如果当我哋咧能够好似喺第一节保罗俾我哋嘅提醒咁样，
he asked the Philippian church to stand firm in the Lord.
咁佢当时咧就系、是、去求腓立比教会咧要喺主里面站立得稳。
To be obedient and faithful in following Christ, then we'll be able to experience victory in the face of suffering and hardship.
咁佢都去劝勉腓立比教会啦，继续去保持呢份信服、呢份忠诚，去跟从基督。咁咧就能够可以喺面对苦难啊、艰辛里面咧，都得着呢份胜利。
And we'll be running the race like the Christian life, like a race, like a good athlete who endures and overcomes.
咁样我哋去过我哋基督徒生命咧，就好比一名运动员啦，佢系真系愿意去经历去胜过一切嘅艰辛。
And may 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 also often be our state of Christian life.
咁所以咧，都愿头先睇嘅哥林多后书2章14节咧，成为一个常常去形容我哋属灵生命状态、基督徒生命状态嘅一段经文。
But if this verse does not describe the state of your Christian life,
但如果呢节经文咧，并唔代表，即系并唔能够描述你嘅基督徒生命咧，
if you are often dragged down by challenges you face in your daily lives,
如果你经常都被你日常生活所遇到嘅各种挑战啊，去拉低，变得低沉嘅话，
that you are often unhappy,
你成日都好唔开心，
lacking joy,
啊，缺乏呢份喜乐，
gloomy and lethargic, spiritually speaking,
啊，属灵生命上系好迟缓嘅，好冇能力嘅，
then there is something wrong with your spiritual life.
或者觉得好灰暗嘅，咁咧一定系你属灵生命咧系有啲问题啦。
Because you are not living out a victorious Christian life as 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 describes.
咁因为咧，你并唔系活出咧，头先我哋睇到哥林多后书2章14节所形容嘅嗰种得胜嘅基督徒生命。
So one possible reason for the lack of joy and victory could be in the area of our relationships.
咁咧，其中一个原因，点解我哋嘅生命常常缺乏喜乐、缺乏呢个胜利咧？咁好可能咧，系关乎我哋同神或者同人之间嘅关系。
So either there's some problem with our relationship with God Yahweh, or our relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
咁所以呢份关系牵涉到咧，就系首先可能系我哋同耶和神佢之间嘅关系啦，亦都可能系同我哋其他身边嘅弟兄姊妹之间嘅关系。
So if we are not at peace with one another in harmony by God's grace, then there's no joy and there's no victory either.
咁所以如果我哋发现我哋生命咧缺乏呢份平安啊，亦都冇喜乐咧，其实系因为我哋根本同弟兄姊妹之间都冇呢份嘅合一和谐，咁当然亦都冇呢份嘅得胜啊。
So, let's see the next slides. So, relationship problem is what we can see in part two of today's sermon.
咁嚟到我哋今日信息嘅第二部分咧，就系谈及呢啲关系上嘅问题。
We are to watch out for disharmony within the church.
我哋咧就要去留意啦，喺教会里面会唔会都有呢啲嘅唔和谐咧？
So, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, we find Paul addressing a specific case of disharmony within the Philippian church.
咁喺腓立比书4章2至3节咧，我哋就见到保罗咧去提及一个好具体嘅一个例子，就系腓立比教会里面咧有两位嘅姊妹之间嘅不和。
It was between two sisters in Christ
咁呢个不和系咧，就系喺基督里面嘅两位姊妹啦。
called Euodia and Syntyche.
佢名就系有雅典同埋秦都基。
So let us take a look at these two verses.
咁我哋再一齐睇一睇呢两节嘅经文。
So let us make some observations on these two verses.
咁我哋一齐先观察下呢两节经文。
So through the observations, we hope to draw out important lessons from what we can observe.
咁我哋透过咁样去观察咧，希望都能够从呢啲经文里面咧，去得出一啲好重要嘅功课。
So the first observation we can make is that these two sisters in Christ were not new believers.
咁第一个观察咧，就系其实呢两位喺基督里面嘅姊妹咧，并唔系一啲啱啱先信主嘅基督徒。
So who were they?
佢哋咩人咧？
So if you read, you can see they were the senior and more mature Christians in the Philippian church.
你哋就留意到啦，佢哋咧喺腓立比教会里面啊，系属于比较年长、比较成熟嘅基督徒。
And both of them had co-worked with Paul in the ministry of the gospel.
而且咧，佢哋双方都曾经同保罗咧一齐喺福音嘅事工上咧去同工嘅。
So what is immediately alarming to us is that if more mature Christians can fall into a state of disharmony,
咁令到我哋可能好震惊嘅就系，如果啊连嗰啲比较成熟嘅基督徒都能够落入一个喺教里面呢个不和谐嘅当中，
So this happens when they are not careful or watchful, then what about us?
咁呢个通常就系当佢哋都唔警醒嘅时候啦。咁如果咁都会发生，咁我哋问下，咁我哋又如何咧？
Isn't it all the more vital for you and I to be watchful to pursue harmony with one another within the church?
咁几岂唔系咧？喺你同我更加应该要非常之警醒，去追求与彼此嘅呢份和睦。
Because when we see even more mature co-workers of Paul could also fall into quarrels with one another.
因为我哋见到咧，连嗰啲比较成熟嘅保罗嘅同工啊，都能够落入呢啲彼此嘅争拗当中。
So this is the first important reminder that Mature Christians, such as co-workers, can fall into disharmony with one another if not careful.
咁所以呢个咧就系第一个好重要嘅提醒啦。就算比较成熟嘅基督徒啊，甚至系好似童工啊，佢哋都有可能落入呢个不和当中嘅。如果佢哋唔小心嘅话。
And it's all the more important for us who are less spiritually mature to be watchful and diligent to maintain the bond of love and peace within the church.
咁所以咧，对于我哋属灵上啊，都未系咁成熟嘅，岂唔系要更加加倍嘅警醒，同埋好认真去保持呢份喺教会里面啦，呢份嘅爱同埋和谐，呢份和平嘅连结。
So this is the first observation and lesson.
咁呢个咧就系第一个观察，同埋我第一样可以学到嘅。
And secondly,
咁第二点咧？
we can turn our attention to notice how Paul dealt with the disharmony.
咁我哋就可以睇下保罗佢系点样去处理呢个不和嘅咧。
So he was very tender and careful in dealing with this disharmony within the church.
佢系咧非常之温柔，亦都好小心咁去处理教会当中呢份嘅不和谐。
So notice he addressed both sisters with the same word, urge, or to entreat, respectively.
咁我哋留意到咧，佢对两位嘅姊妹分别都用咗同样一个字，就系劝告或者恳求。
So he did not say, I urge Euodia and Syntyche.
咁佢冇净系话咧，我劝告恳求呢个嘅有阿蝶同秦都基。
So unfortunately, the Chinese Union Bible had that translation, but I quoted the new Singi Ban.
不過咧，不幸嘅就係咧，如果我哋手上係睇嘅和合本咧，咁正正佢就係咁樣翻譯，即係將兩個名咧就擠埋一齊啦。但係咧，你見到我呢度去引用嘅就係聖經新譯本，中文嘅新譯本。
So in the original wording, Paul used the exact same word for both of them.
咁喺一個原文裡面咧，保羅啊，去分別對呢兩個姊妹咧，都用咗呢同樣嘅呢個字。
So in other words, urge occurred twice, both addressing to them individually.
咁亦都換句話講咧，佢係分別兩次啊，要去單獨咁向住嗰兩位嘅姊妹咧去勸告懇求，
Yeah, so he was careful with his words.
咪非常之小心佢嘅用詞咯。
And so, yeah, so it's often the case in order to be a peacemaker,
咁好多時候咧，我哋想做呢個和平之子嘅時候。
to help resolve disharmony within the church,
要去解決一個教會裡面嘅不和。
carefulness and sensitivity must be applied to provide a good environment for reconciliation.
呢份非常之小心謹慎，同埋呢份敏感，都係非常之重要啊，先能夠咧去製造出呢個良好嘅環境，係適合去做呢個和好嘅事工。
And this tender care and kindness is out of love, love.
而呢份咁温柔嘅關心咧，其實都係出於愛嘅，
And also needs a lot of wisdom.
亦都需要非常多嘅智慧。
So this is not easy, but yeah, it's the right thing, a proper thing to do in God's eyes.
咁咧呢個一啲都唔簡單，但係咧喺神眼中咧就係正確，就係應當去做嘅一件事。
As the Lord Jesus said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
咁咧就正如耶穌基督佢自己都話啦，嗰啲使人和睦嘅人有福啦，因為咧佢哋必稱為神嘅兒子。
So we can notice Paul was very wise and careful with his words.
咁你見到保羅咧，就係對於佢嘅用詞啊，佢嘅語言都非常之有智慧同埋好小心嘅。
So let us continue to zoom in a bit, so to speak, on the word urge.
咁我哋而家咧再焦點化去睇頭先嘅一個勸告或者懇求呢個字。
So when we meditate on Paul's words to these two sisters,
当我哋去默想保罗对呢两个姊妹所讲嘅说话嘅时候，
Paul was loving yet firm to lay the responsibility of reconciliation on both persons.
咁保罗咧既系非常之充满爱，但系咧亦都系好坚定嘅，去将呢个要和好嘅责任咧，去交俾呢两位嘅姊妹。
Because he said specifically to them both, I urge you, Euodia, and I urge you, Syntyche.
因为咧，佢系非常之具体嘅，向分别啦，向呢个头先讲嘅，有阿蝶啦，同埋秦都基咧，都话我 劝你，我恳求你，有阿蝶，我都恳求你，循刀击。
So helping them to know their responsibility in reconciling with one another.
就帮我哋睇到咧，佢哋需要去彼此和好嘅呢个责任。
So certainly Apostle Paul acknowledged and appreciated the two sisters' faithful service in the gospel in the past.
咁咧，保罗咧，绝对系非常之欣赏去珍贵呢两位姊妹咧，以前曾经同佢一齐好忠心嘅咁去服侍喺呢个福音嘅事工上。
So this we can observe in the latter part of verse 3.
咁呢个喺第三节嘅后半部分，我哋都会睇得到嘅。
But the focus was not on their faithful service to the Lord in the past.
但系咧，嗰个焦点啊，并唔系佢哋过往点样好忠心嘅去服侍。
But the focus is on their current state of relationship with one another now and with the Lord.
嗰个焦点咧，系佢哋而家彼此间嘅关系，同埋佢哋同主之间嘅关系。
So we can observe that Paul was very loving yet firm, to place the responsibility of reconciliation to each party.
咁我哋就可以观察到咧，保罗既系充满爱，但系亦都系非常之坚定嘅，将到呢个需要和好嘅责任。
So they can make right their relationship with each other and also with the Lord.
去俾翻呢两个姊妹咧，以至佢哋能够去处理好佢哋之间嘅关系，亦都处理好佢哋同主之间嘅关系。
So let us observe Paul's dealing with the case furthermore.
咁我哋再进一步去睇下保罗点样去处理呢一件事情。
So for this specific case, the rift between Euodia and Syntyche was probably too great that a mediator was invited by Paul to facilitate the process of reconciliation.
咁喺呢一个具体嘅案例嗰度咧，呢、这个有瓦碟同埋秦刀基之间啊，佢哋嘅问题不和咧，似乎已经系深到咧，保罗系要去邀请一个好似一个中间人，一个中介或和好者啦，去帮佢哋去应该系啦，去帮助咧去带动呢一个和好嘅过程。
So who is this person?
咁呢一个系边个咧？
The mediator. Can you see who that is?
咁呢个所谓中保呢、这个中间人究竟系边个啊？你哋睇得出嚟吗？
So interestingly, this name, Yokefellow, can either be a real person's name or
咁咧好有趣嘅地方就系咧喺呢一度啊，讲到嘅Yokefellow 呢个字啦，即系童工啊，系咪？即系呢度。同道系啦，翻译为同道呢个字咧，咁咧其实可以个原文可以系一个真人嘅名啦，
So it's called Syncygos,
系啦，咁喺腓利门就系呢个 Syncygos 呢个
which
字，
means yoke fellow.
嗰个意思就系同父一轭嘅一个同伴。
Or this term can be a general descriptive term of someone Paul knew in the Philippian church who was tasked to help these two sisters.
但系亦都有一个可能咧，就系、是、形容到有一位即系佢系保罗所认识喺腓立比教会啦，去交托咗俾佢呢个重任，要去帮呢两位姊妹啦去和好嘅一位人。
We do not know for certain Syzygos was a real person's name or it was just a general descriptive term of someone.
咁我哋都冇办法完全确定究竟呢、这个字咧同道啊，即系其实系真系一个人嘅名啊，定系更加只系一个比较普通概括嘅描述，就系、是、描述某一位人系咁样。
So this point is interesting, but not very important.
咁呢个虽然有趣，不过又唔系好重要嘅一点嚟嘅。
So what is important was Paul invited a trusted and mature brother to be the mediator between the two sisters who had quarreled with one another.
咁重要嘅咧就系保罗邀请咗一位佢能够信任，亦都系好足以成熟嘅弟兄去做呢一个两个人嘅中保中介。
So with Paul's careful choice of words and his wise arrangements for a third trusted peacemaker,
咁咧，保罗咧佢好小心嘅用佢言辞啦，并且咧非常之有智慧嘅安排咗一个第三方能够信任嘅一个和平嘅使者。
All this shows us that careful and tender care out of love is needed to facilitate reconciliation within the body of Christ.
咁呢一切咧，都俾你睇到啊，系呢份嘅谨慎啦，呢份嘅温柔嘅关心咧，系出于爱嘅，都系 能够咧达至喺基督身体里面有呢份和好嘅一个重要元素。
So tender care and sensitivity out of love is the second point we can observe and learn in this passage.
咁所以咧喺第二点，我哋从呢段经文能够学到嘅就系呢份好细致温柔关怀啦，同埋呢份嘅敏感出于爱啊，系我哋能够要留意嘅。
Because there will be times when we are called to be a peacemaker in the body of Christ.
因为咧。喺基督嘅身体里面，我哋有时都要去做呢一个和平嘅使者嘅角色，
To help resolve conflicts within the church.
亦都去解决咧教会里面呢啲不和。
So, a lot of times, if the rift between brothers and sisters were not dealt with within the church,
因为好多时候咧，如果教会里面嘅弟兄姊妹之间呢啲不和啊，其实冇去处理咧。
then sadly, division of the church can occur.
咁教会里面就会开始有呢个分裂啦。
So, I want to share with you a story briefly.
咁我都想同大家分享一件事例子啦，一个例子。
So when Grace and I were serving in Asia,
咁当Grace 同我咧仍然喺亚洲嗰度服侍嘅时候，
so there was a young Christian brother who were under our care.
咁当时就一个比较年幼嘅弟兄啦，就系我哋照顾紧嘅。
Despite our counseling, he had allowed the desire to get married to take over his heart.
咁虽然我哋一路都去辅导帮助佢啦，咁但系佢最终都系让自己咧因为非常之渴慕要婚姻咧，就去占据咗佢嘅心。
So when he wanted to get married and yet couldn't at that time,
咁佢当时好想结婚，但系又唔能够结婚。
so his view of the word of God became twisted, and how he view us also became twisted.
咁所以佢咧对神嘅话语嘅理解咧就已经开始被扭曲啦，而且咧佢对我哋嘅睇法啊，同样都系开始扭曲。
So this young Christian brother started to accuse the pastoral team of delaying the marriage of brothers and sisters.
咁呢个年幼弟兄咧就开始去指责当时嘅教牧团队，就话系你哋嘅责任咧，令到教会啲弟兄姊妹都要迟婚啊、晚婚啊。
He and another brother close to him began to talk behind the back of the co-workers.
咁佢同另一个佢所相熟嘅弟兄咧，就开始喺呢啲教牧童工背后咧，就去讲佢哋坏话啦。
And slowly, their hostile attitude towards the servants of God, and the spreading of false accusation began to affect other Christians in the church.
咁久而久之咧，佢哋呢个咁样嘅对即系教牧童工嘅非常之 hostile，sorry。敌意系啦，带住敌意嘅呢种态度咧，就慢慢去蔓延咧，影响到教会其他嘅人，包括佢哋当时一啲错误嘅指责啦。
So the co-workers had to deal with the matter quickly before disharmony within the church caused further divisions.
咁当时咧，同工们咧都要尽快嘅去处理呢件事啦，因为免得呢份嘅不和咧，继续喺教会嗰度去蔓延，带嚟更多嘅分裂。
So after our team meeting, it was Grace and I who talked to these two young brothers.
咁我哋有呢个嘅同工会议之后咧，咁Grace 我都要负责去同呢两位嘅弟兄去会谈咯。
And I share with these two dear young brothers, at that time, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
咁当时我就同呢两位年幼嘅弟兄咧去分享咗《哥林多前书》3:16-17。
So let me read to you in English.
咁我首先用英文为大家读出。
Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple.
哥林多前书3:16-17，难道不知道你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面吗？如果有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏这人，因为神的殿是圣洁的，这殿就是你们。
So here we can see both God's loving care for his own people in this verse, and also shows the seriousness of disharmony within the church.
咁喺呢节经文，我哋同时能够睇到神咧，佢对佢嘅子民嘅深深嘅爱护，但系咧，同时都睇到咧，even 如果教会里面有不和嗰份嘅严重性。
It's a great sin to destroy the temple of God, which comprised of brothers and sisters in Christ.
因为咧，如果我哋去，因为如果我哋能如果我哋去毁坏咗神嘅殿，呢个神嘅殿咧，其实就系包括弟兄姊妹啦，咁其实呢个神眼中系非常大嘅一个严重嘅罪。
So this was why Paul was so concerned with the disharmony between these two sisters.
咁所以保罗点解咧非常之郑重去睇呢两位姊妹之间嘅不和？
Because whenever there's a rift between Christians,
咁因为咧，凡系基督徒之间啊有呢啲嘅不和嘅时候，
Satan can use the gap in relationship to attack the church and to divide or destroy the temple of God.
咁撒旦就能够用呢啲嫌隙啦，去攻击教会啦，或者咧去即系使到教会分裂啊，去甚至毁坏神嘅殿。
And it's a great sin to divide and destroy God's temple.
而且咧，你去将神嘅殿去分裂、去毁坏咧，系非常之严重嘅罪嚟。
And God Yahweh will certainly judge.
神咧绝对一定会去审判。
So now let's return to Philippians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3.
咁我哋而家翻翻腓立比书4:2-3。
So let us make the third observation to ask, what is the key to reconciliation between two Christians?
咁我哋而家就。嚟到第三個觀察去問啦，究竟啊要能夠令到兩位基督徒之間能夠有呢份嘅和好，係需要一啲咩重要元素咧？
So Paul entreated these two sisters to be of the same mind in the Lord.
保罗咧系劝告恳请呢两个姊妹啊，都要喺基督耶稣里面有同一嘅心智。
So this means the key of reconciliation lies in one's willingness to have the mind of Christ in relating to one another.
呢个亦都即系换言之咧，呢个和好嘅重点个关键就系咧，我哋必须要有呢份愿意嘅心，去有基督耶稣嘅心怀意念，特别系嚟到当我哋点样同大家相处之间。
Obviously, when these two sisters develop conflicts and hard feelings towards one another,
咁好明显啦，当呢位姊妹咧，有呢啲咁嘅纷争啊，或者有啲唔好嘅感受嘅时候。
at some point in time, they have failed to love the other person as Jesus commanded in John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
咁喺某个阶段啊，佢哋系已经冇办法去好似主耶稣咧喺约翰福音13:34-35咁教导嘅，要去彼此相爱。
So let us read it together as well, first in English and then Chinese. So English 1, 2, 3. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
第34节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。你们若彼此相爱，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So we are commanded to love with Christ's sacrificial love for one another.
咁耶稣咧就吩咐我哋一定要以佢嗰份牺牲嘅爱咧去彼此相爱。
Furthermore, the two sisters also did not have the mind of Christ in relating to one another when there was rifts in their relationship.
而且咧，如呢兩位姊妹好明顯就係，當佢哋嘅關係出現呢啲嘅裂痕啦，爛咗嘅時候咧，佢哋係並未有能夠分享到耶穌基督嘅心懷意念。
So what is the mind of Christ?
咁所以基督嘅心懷意念係咩咧？
So let us recall from Philippians chapter 2.
咁我哋就可以喺腓立比書第2章嗰度睇。
We saw Christ Jesus out of his love for God and for others.
我哋睇到咧，主耶穌基督啊，佢出於對神同埋對人嘅愛咧。
So he was willing to deny himself to be a slave to serve.
佢系愿意甘愿成为一个奴仆去服侍，
So he humbled himself.
咁所以佢首先愿意去谦卑自己啦。
Not only so, he made himself even lower.
但系都唔单止系咁，佢咧仲将自己咧系更加去降卑，降到更加低嘅位置。
He endured suffering to become a sacrifice for the salvation and the spiritual benefit of mankind.
佢願意咧去忍受呢啲苦楚啊，然後咧成為呢、这個為咗救恩嘅緣故咧，成為呢、这個祭物一樣去犧牲自己，為嘅就係人類嘅屬靈嘅好處。
Such was the mind of Christ that out of love, he was willing to consider you and I as more precious than himself.
神藉住耶穌基督嘅心懷意念俾佢睇到咧，就係、是、出於愛咧，主耶穌係願意睇你同我比佢自己更為寶貴。
But whenever there is a rift between the body of Christ,
但系咧，每当喺基督嘅身体之间有呢啲嘅裂缝啊，呢啲嘅不和嘅时候，
Then we have failed and deviated to be of the same mind in the Lord.
咁其实咧，我哋咧就已经偏离咗，能够喺基督里面咧有呢份一样嘅心怀意念啦。
We have failed to maintain the same love in Christ for one another.
咁我哋咧就已经冇办法再喺基督里面咧保持呢份彼此嘅相爱。
So this is why the key to reconciliation and harmony within the church is to have the mind of Christ when we relate to one another.
咁所以点解话咧，系要喺主耶稣，即系喺教会里面达至呢份嘅和好啊，呢份嘅和睦咧，系首先要有耶稣基督嘅心怀意念。
We are to see the other person as more precious than ourselves.
我哋咧要睇对方啊，比自己更加宝贵。
And we are to love as Christ has loved us.
我哋咧亦都要去爱，正如耶稣基督爱我哋一样。
So this is a third important point we can draw from Philippians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3.
咁呢个咧就我哋从腓立比书4:2-3咧能够睇到嘅第三个重点。
So the key to reconciliation is to recognize our failure to obey Christ's commandment to love.
我哋睇到嘅就系呢个和好嘅关键咧，就系要首先去认识到我哋会唔会系冇去遵行到耶稣基督嘅诫命啦，要去爱咧。
And to seek to have the same mind, which is the mind of Christ.
同埋咧，系要去追求咧，一齐有呢份同样嘅心智，就系耶稣基督嘅心智。
Together with the other person.
但系咧，系要同对方都要一齐有呢、这个同分享呢个心智
And
嘅。
we are not selective in how we think of others.
咁我哋咧就唔系咧，对于人哋点样睇人哋咧，都系好选择性嘅。
Like, I don't know, towards Pastor Johnny, I have the mind of Christ.
咁可能咧，对Johnny 牧师啊，我就好愿意有呢个耶稣基督嘅心智啦。
Because he's a pastor,
咁因为佢牧师啊嘛。
but to I don't know, Joshua or James, I don't have that mind of Christ because he's nobody.
咁但系可能咧，对Joshua、James 啲年轻人咧，我就唔使有耶稣基督心智嘅，因为佢哋都系无名小卒啫。
But let us be careful not to be partial or selective in our love for one another or in our attitude towards one another.
咁咧，但系都要我哋要好小心啦。喺我哋对人哋嘅爱嘅时候咧，千祈唔好系呢种选择性嘅，或者咧系只系部分嘅咁愿意去爱。
So my time is up.
咁我因为时间关系啦。
So from Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, we have learned precious lessons from these three verses.
咁我哋喺腓立比书4:1-3啦，我哋学到一啲非常重要嘅宝贵嘅功课。
So in verse 1, we saw the picture of Christian life as compared to an athlete that stands firm to overcome and to endure hardships.
第一节我哋学到咧，基督徒嘅生命啊，一个预表一个图画咧，就系好似一名运动员，佢愿意去站立得稳、坚定之余咧，佢仲系得胜嘅，佢愿意去忍耐呢啲嘅苦楚，为要赢呢场竞赛。
In order to win the race. And from verse 2 to 3, we are reminded to watch out for disharmony within the church.
咁而第二同第三节咧，我哋都被提醒咧，我哋需要好小心留意咧，会唔会喺教会当中都有呢啲嘅唔和睦？
And tender care and love, we aim to provide as peacemakers.
咁我哋需要呢份嘅温柔啦、关注啦、呢份爱啦，咁样先能够咧去更好成为一个和平之子。
And also, the key to true reconciliation lies in both parties willing to have the same minds and maintain the same love in Christ.
而且咧，真正達至呢份和好啊，個關鍵就係要兩方咧，雙方都必須係願意去保持喺耶穌基督裏面有同樣嘅心智同埋呢份嘅愛。
So, university and schools are about to start.
頭先講到大學同埋學校普遍嚟講都就嚟開始啦。
So, every school year, our dear students here are like athletes running a race.
咁可能每一个学年咧，就我哋当中嘅学生咧，都好似喺度跑紧一场赛事一样啦。
You need to endure suffering of going to school.
咁你可能咧就要去忍受呢个翻学嘅苦楚啦。
You need to endure training given by your teachers
咁你又要去忍受老师俾你哋嘅一啲嘅训练啦。
and the testings you need to face time to time.
啊，同埋咧，间唔时就会有唔同嘅测验啊、考试呢啲考核。
But if you aim to be diligent to follow the leading of your coach or teachers,
但系如果你真系愿意要作为一个目标，就系去听你嘅教练呢啲带领人嘅指示嘅时候。
then at the end of the year, you will have joy and a garland of victory when you receive the good results for your grades.
咁咧，到年尾嘅时候咧，当你收到一啲好好嘅成绩，咁你就会好似得着呢份嘅喜乐啦，呢、这个好荣耀嘅冠冕一样啦。
So Christian life is similar as we explained in our sermon today.
咁其实基督徒生命咧，都有啲系近似咁样嘅，就好似我哋今日信息所分享到嘅。
So my dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以，亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友，
as the students embark on our new school year,
当我哋当中嘅学生又要开始一个新嘅学年。
so let us also seek to be united in Christ and to stand firm in the Lord for the remainder of 2025.
咁都愿我哋一齐咧去追求喺耶稣基督里面咧达至呢份嘅合一啦，同埋咧喺嚟紧2025年余下嘅日子里面，真系喺基督耶稣里面站立得稳。
So, in the same mind and same love, we follow after our God Yahweh.
咁以至我哋咧有同样嘅心智、同样嘅爱心，能够咧去跟从耶和神，
To be overcomers in our Christian life.
能够咧喺我哋基督徒生命里面做一个得胜者。
Not only in our own spiritual growth,
唔单止系我哋自己个人嘅属灵生命成长，
but also when we participate in the work of the gospel, may God also lead us in victory.
咁咧更加喺我哋参与喺福音嘅工作上嘅时候咧，愿神真系带领我哋系得胜嘅，
So that many more may come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved.
以致咧更多嘅人能够认识到真理，并且咧被拯救。
So let us close with a prayer.
咁我哋一齐用一个祷告结束。
Our Heavenly Father Yahweh,
我哋亲爱嘅天父，Yahweh，
thank you so much for Apostle Paul's words of wisdom and encouragement to the dear Philippian church.
我哋真系好感谢你，使徒保罗佢对腓立比教会嘅一啲劝勉同埋提醒。
Through this letter, we can have a glimpse of how the early church brothers and sisters, how they function, how they relate to one another, and how your servant was guiding them.
透過呢書信，我哋能夠可以略見以前早期教會佢哋嘅弟兄姊妹係點樣嘅相處，同埋你嘅仆人咧係點樣去引導佢哋。
We pray that you will help us to continue to meditate on the picture of Christian as an athlete that endures and overcomes.
亦都求你真系帮助我哋继续去默想，今日所学到嘅图画就系、是、基督徒咧，好似一名运动员一样，
Stands firm
就系、是、要去站立得稳嘅，
and overcomes.
同埋咧系要得胜嘅。
That's when we face challenges in life, that's, yeah, we can also have joy, just like Apostle Paul.
以至咧，当我哋面对生命嘅挑战嘅时候，我哋能够好似使徒保罗一样有满有喜乐。
Because you are the one who will lead us in triumphant procession in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为咧，神你系嗰位时常引领我哋喺基督耶稣里面咧，有呢份嘅得胜嘅。
May your words be a reminder and nourishment to our hearts.
愿你嘅话语就系成为我哋心里面嘅提醒同埋滋润，
That together as a church,
以至我哋整体教会。
as a body of Christ,
作为基督嘅身体，
we will strive to maintain the Same love, just as Christ has loved us.
能够竭力嘅去追求，保持呢份爱，正如耶稣基督爱我哋一样，
And also to have the same minds,
并且咧能够同一嘅心智，
to share in the same attitude that Christ has, that he considers others more precious than himself.
系真系好似耶稣基督一样嘅心智，能够睇别人咧比自己更加宝贵。
So we pray for your strength and your enabling grace to continue to empower us and transform us.
所以都求你赐俾我哋力量啦，赐俾我哋更多嘅恩典加能赐力，去继续改变我哋。
That's, yeah, there is no disharmony or rifts in this family you have blessed us with.
以致咧喺你所祝福、所赐俾我哋呢个家庭里面咧，唔会有呢啲嘅分裂、呢啲不和。
Father, we also pray for the students here as they start a new year of learning at school.
我哋都为在当中在学生嘅祷告，因为好快我哋就面临开学嘅时间。
May your guidance and your blessing be very close with them.
愿你嘅祝福同埋你嘅引导咧，都系常与佢哋同在。
And may you also help them to experience you in a deeper way as they also learn to seek after you.
亦都求你帮助佢哋去寻求你嘅时候咧，能够更深嘅经历你。
So, Father, thank you so much for this time we can come before your word.
对天父，我哋都好感恩有呢个机会能够嚟到你话语嘅面前。
May you continue to guide us in the following week.
就愿你喺接住落嚟嘅一周继续嘅带领我哋。
Offer up our thanksgiving and our love.
我哋真系献上我哋嘅感恩同埋我哋嘅爱。